Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Calls to abolish the means test for the carer's allowance will be raised in the Dáil this morning. The regional group of independent TDs want to see the means test phased out altogether by 2027 and replaced with a system based solely on care. There are over 500,000 family carers in Ireland. That's one in eight people providing essential day-to-day care for loved ones. And many of them feel that they get little or no recognition from the state. Amanda Fox is a full-time carer for her son Luke, and she joins me now in the studio. You're very welcome, Amanda. It's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Luke is 12.
He is, yeah.
Going to be 13 soon.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Oh, he's great. He's he loves swimming. He loves horse riding. He's happy-go-lucky. He's the apple of our eye to all the family. Mm-hmm. So he's getting big now, actually. He's 5'1", I'd say. And he loves school, loves people, and is generally a really good kid.
But he needs full-time care.
He needs full-time care. He's non-verbal. He also is still toileting. So if you can imagine, that's kind of still pretty hard because he's the same height. But, you know, his needs are still, even feeding, he might still need a bit. But full-time care, yeah, from the moment he wakes up, you have to be on it. And, like, sometimes it's obviously through the night or, you know, basically he needs someone with him at all times.
All times. And your life then changed completely when you realised that you were going to have to be a full-time carer, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, changed completely. I would have worked. I always worked. I was very much out working all the time because he's my third son. So I would have had two other kids, but I would have always revolved around help with my mom helping me or, you know, my husband, whatever. But we kind of, as the diagnosis went on, I tried working. I'd opened up my own business, a cafe. I had to close. Well, not that there was different dimensions with that, but it kind of happened when he was getting his diagnosis that we closed the business down. And there's no way I would have been able to carry that on anyway, doing what I was doing care wise for him. I tried working part time, but that didn't work. It just took its absolute toll. You know, that's not to say that never, but like I still wanted my independence. I still wanted to have something for myself. But it was extremely, extremely hard to do that because you have also the guilt of his needs. You have the courses that you have to go to. You have to learn all about autism. I don't think I even recognised I was a carer for a good few years. I just thought I was a mum doing my best and my child had autism and an intellectual disability. Mm-hmm. And I just tried to, you know, find out everything that I could in relation to that disability.
But your life then becomes, you know, and this happens with every parent, you know, your own life and your own ambition, I suppose, has to take a backseat to a certain extent. But for you, it's all about Luke and it's all about being a carer now.
It is. It's all about being a carer. And every so often I get this kind of pang that, God, what would I like to do? Or what are my hopes and dreams? And it's just kind of knocked back. But when I look at him, we say we're on this roller coaster, you know, because you kind of have so many highs and so many lows and you do everything for him and you love him like any mother with their child, but you still kind of feel an element of you is gone, you know.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of get over that, I suppose, in some ways, but you never really do. But you know, it's you have to work through it and you have to really work hard at your mental health to keep strong for
right.
that.
And you want to feel valued in the work that you are doing, which is harder than any job that, you know, any of us have.
Tenfold.
So your experience with the carer's allowance then and applying for it, what was that like?
Desperate, like any of the forms between the HSC, applying for supports. It just, they tear you apart basically and ask you to give bank slips, bank accounts. So like I've had 20 years, we've built up savings. If you have a certain amount of savings, they kind of say, right, well, you have too much. So if you worked hard previous and had built up some money or were in a good position, they kind of penalised you for that. So they kind of ridiculed you for you know, being already like substantially okay, being able to pay your mortgage and all those things. Then the pressure comes, I suppose, with, you know, the main person that's earning, like they look after, whether it's the male or female, the financial pressure, and you have all the emotional pressure. You apply, go through all the forms, everything, and they come back to you and say whether you could be awarded it, depending on your means, or you're not entitled to anything, basically. Or you could, in my case, 6 years ago, I think I was awarded €20 at the time.
€20 a week.
€20 a week, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was so demeaning, hurt. Like, it really did take a huge toll on me. Still today, I get so worked up about it. And I see my friends working, you know, that are not work. I see other people in my situation. I have a friend group. I have a great club, social club, Gladiators, that Luke goes to. And I just, the amount of work and dedication that these mothers do, it's just really sad to see.
What is that you're feeling when you think about the €20? Like, will you describe it to me?
Oh, it's just like, you know, you just feel undervalued, unworthy, you know, just... it just really brings you down and kind of just thought, geez, I'm doing a harder job than I ever did in any of my other, you know. Yeah, I'm kind of not recognised, not like, you know, not seen as anything, not heard, mm-hmm. not contributing to maybe the family as well. Like that you think, oh God, you know.
Which you always did before. So
which I always did before.
Family
yeah.
dynamic has changed as
yeah,
well because
totally
you're
changed.
Reliant and you probably, I can see by oh, you that yeah, you're not that yeah. type of person.
No, definitely not. Both, like obviously, like you want to keep up your social skills, you know, you want to do something for yourself. You've everything. It's not just the money, but definitely mm-hmm. I suppose just it's just been recognised.
So then when we talk about removing the means test, that would mean that you would get the full amount of the carer's allowance. So that is sending the message to you. You're valued. We appreciate the yeah. work that you're doing and we recognise the work that you're doing.
Exactly.
And
I
also
think the value.
You have more money to pay for the things that you need to pay for.
Well, exactly. You don't kind of like the financial burden on the other partner to kind of look after me, the house, the mortgage, the bills and another. Remember, like my child will never live independently. He's not going to. We can't see that. Obviously, you don't know when the autism is diagnosed first. You know, he's going through a different, you're trying to fight for speech, OT, occupational therapy, speech therapy. You know, you have all this juggle to kind of do as well. So everything you're trying to do to kind of look after your child. But then when you don't get the supports, you're trying to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're also, it'll just go back into Luke as I see it. You know, I'm not going to be traveling the world. Or go, you know, everything goes towards your kids, as
towards
you know,
him.
As a mother. You just look out for the best of them. Yeah. And that's all that it goes back to, because we don't get anything otherwise from the HSE either. So every door is closed.
So when you look at the budget happening next week now, what is it that you want to see for family carers? Obviously the means test being removed for the carers allowance, but what else?
Definitely changes within the HSE in relation to supports. Especially a huge thing at the moment is even home support respite. I've been refused that 3 occasions for just a few hours a week. I actually leaned into family carers this year. I literally called them and said, what can I do? I'm after getting refused 3 times. Someone put me in touch with them, even though I was, you know, paying for family carer's card. I don't think I really recognise myself as a carer. I just was a mother doing this best. But they came in and said, you've hit crisis point. You need help. You can't care alone. You know, it's not fair on this for your family. You need, and they gave me a few hours so I could think straight. Because at times you don't even get to think straight. Mm-hmm. You know, you just feel like, you know, everyone is against you because you're filling forms, you're getting onto the HSC. Like, you know, there's also stuff. It's very hard to even work part-time because all the courses are during the day
that you have to do to care.
Your son also, like, well, the school finishes at 10 to 3, you know, like obviously they have their holidays, their Easter holidays, their summer holidays. You know, I think even the guilt before you'd be trying to say work yourself even for a few hours for your own head, like you can get a call at any time that you just have to go get them. Mm-hmm. And it's not like just, oh God, I can get a babysitter to just go and grab them. They need you the majority of the time, or someone that's really familiar, you know, with mm-hmm. them, whether it's mom, dad or his grandmother. They're kind of the key people.
Yeah,
and at that,
needs.
Yeah, grandparents are, you know.
Well, look, we did ask the Department of Social Protection about this and they said Minister Heather Humphreys has introduced significant improvements to the carers allowance means test in recent years. They say removing the means test wouldn't benefit those who rely solely on the payment and have no additional income. The application of a means test not only ensures that the recipient has an income need, but also that scarce resources are targeted to those with the greatest need. They do go on to say that they're kept under regular review. Any changes to the current supports would have implications for overall spending and could only be addressed in an overall budgetary and policy context. But look, let's see what happens when we get to the budget next week, Amanda, mm-hmm. and hopefully there'll be something there for you and for people who are in your situation. Thank you very much for coming in.
No problem. I really thank you for the opportunity to
Not
talk.
Not at all. Lovely to have you here. That's Amanda Fox. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.